Hello, my name is Mercury and welcome to this brand episode of Media FA. Today, I am alone. Today, I'll be discussing the two new trailers for Jurassic World Chaos Theory. So yeah, Chaos Theory is releasing in 2 weeks, around that time. It is the sequel series to Camp Cretaceous, which we have still not covered completely. We left off at season 2. I'm gonna cover season 3 as soon as I watch it completely again. But I can't promise it'll be before this, to be honest. So yeah, they released two trailers before the series released. And you know, we're gonna cover them. So yeah, next week there should be a Media Consumers coming out on Chaos Theory. So yeah. Anyways, without further ado, let's begin. I have a new notebook after the old one ran out, which actually has more space, so I can have more things to talk about. But yeah, now I have two notebooks. I have a notebook for actual reviews, and I have a notebook for trailers. Because the review notebook has almost no space. Like, for actual writing. But, we're out of here. We have this, so yeah. I have the original little note thing I had for the last trailer, so if I do see anything here that I kind of want to talk about and mention that has changed thanks to these two trailers, I definitely will. So let's start off with something that's actually not really pertaining to what is the story or anything about. It's the voice acting. So the voice acting here, it's not like it's bad or anything. It's pretty much the same as it's been since Camp Cretaceous. But I mean, it has been 2 years since Camp Cretaceous ended. And within the canon, it's definitely been a few years. I don't know how many. It seems like this is happening sometime around Dominion. I will get into like the time frame later, but this seems to be taking place sometime around Dominion. I don't know when this would be taking place, but it does. I'm guessing it's before, because all the atrocity raptors are here. But it's definitely been a few years since 2016, which is when Camp Cretaceous takes place. Now, 6 years, a lot of years. I mean, it definitely has not felt like that. I mean, Media Face started half 6 years ago, which is insane to think about, actually. But it's been 6 years in canon, and the voices sound the same. It's kind of weird. We do see, I mean, at least 6 years. I don't know when Dominion takes it. I'm pretty sure it's 2022. But yeah, it's been quite a long time between the end of Camp Cretaceous and the start of Chaos Theory. So I feel like the voices needed to change, because especially I think Darius is fine. I think everyone else is fine. I guess it kind of does sound weird that they're adults now and they have the same tone of voice. I mean, like I said, it's been 3 years since Media Face started, and I'm pretty sure I sound the same. If I did change, I have not noticed it. But aside from that, there's only one, like, it sounds weird, especially Ben. Ben sounds the same, but he was always this, I guess, scrawny kid that, he was always a scrawny kid, pretty rich. You know, not exactly, the voice fit him in Camp Cretaceous, but in here in Chaos Theory, he's bulked up. He's definitely, he got hit by puberty hard, and he's definitely a lot bigger and has a lot more muscle and all that, and he still has that kind of voice. I feel like it should have been, I think the voices should have changed even just slightly to make it, feel like it has been 6 years, or maybe it's 6 years. I don't know how long it's truly been since Camp Cretaceous ended. But yeah. So, what else? That's all I really gotta say. They just sound the same like in Camp Cretaceous, but that's pretty much it I have to actually talk about for the voice acting. But let's actually dive into the meat of the show. First up, I guess, why is Biosyn hunting the Nublar Six? I'm not gonna call them kids anymore because they are not kids. But it's clearly Biosyn. Like, it's not anyone else. It is Biosyn. Because it's the Atrocity Raptors, and we know that Biosyn made the Atrocity Raptors and all that. And it's Biosyn, or at least mercenaries hired by Biosyn. So my question is, why? It could be because of Bumpy. That is a very real possibility. If, for example, I don't remember much about season 5. I'm definitely gonna rewatch it to review it here on the podcast. But I don't know if Ben kept Bumpy, and maybe Ben kept Bumpy for a very long time. Who knows? Maybe they're after that, but that seems kind of contrived, and I don't know why they would go after Brooklyn because of that. So I have no idea what the Nublar Six have that Biosyn would want aside from Bumpy, but even then it's kind of weird. So we'll definitely find out on the show. I feel like it's something that will be safe for this show, but it's a tad weird. And the fact that there's no real mention of that is it's kind of worrying. I'm sorry, I was reading something. But yeah, it was kind of weird. It's kind of worrying to see the fact that we're not getting a real explanation. It's kind of, sure, save it for the show, but maybe not this hard. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they would be hunting them. It's kind of weird to think. If there's something I could say. The only thing I could guess is, like, Bumpy, maybe, but that would be mostly Ben. And not going after Brooklyn. And then, like, maybe they know, like, maybe they still have the E750 files for the Scorpius Rex. I guess. I guess that could be, that's a thing that they could go, that's a direction they could go. But I really, really, really don't know. It is so up in the air. Yeah, speaking about Brooklyn, she's definitely not dead. Like, there's no way that they're killing off Brooklyn. I mean, they could. Kind of related to the voice acting, maybe after. That definitely after Wednesday, Jenna Ortega really, really blew up in popularity. Like, she's a voice actress of Brooklyn here, and she's still here. That's definitely still Jenna Ortega voicing Brooklyn, but it might be that her schedule's a bit mixed up and they decided to kill her off, which is kind of weird. But I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think that's a boring option. I'm guessing that they're trying to do something with that whole plot line. Like, Brooklyn's not actually dead, but she's in hiding, or she's captured or something. But then and people think that she's dead. Or maybe she's like pretending to be dead from everybody. And kind of knowing that her friends would look for her, then maybe she decides to lighter than two. because Biosyn or the mercenaries might try to go after the kid, the gang might go after the gang, and they might just like, oh, that's where Brooklyn is or something. I don't know. That could be an interesting way to go after it, but I think like that's too much for like first season. I don't think if they are gonna drop the massive bomb fact that Brooklyn's not dead, then maybe it shouldn't be for this season. Maybe if it is, maybe do something else with it. I don't know. Like, I think this season will mostly be about like them really finding out where to go. And maybe I just don't really, if they do like show where Brooklyn's been since after she supposedly died, then it's probably at the end of the series or very like very well into season two. I am not like doubting that we're getting a season two. There's no way that this show that had more than that had a lot of seasons doesn't have more than one season. Like, there's no way. They're clearly setting up a lot of stuff that I just don't think is going to be wrapped up in one season. I just don't think that's gonna happen. There's no way it will. I don't know. I just don't think that's gonna happen. Because I don't know, it's weird. Yeah, I don't think Brooklyn's dead, but I don't think it'll definitely be. I don't think it'll be revealed really quickly if she's actually alive or not. Oh, I was gonna put in these notes how long Halsey would be its first season, but it seems like it'll be 10 episodes. Wait, what? Brooklyn and Kenji were recast? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Yeah, okay, it's been 6 years. So yeah, Jen Ortega is not here. It seems I was just reading up about that. Also, Kenji was recast for some weird reason. Kenji was recast. So yeah. Anyways, another really cool note I have is how will Bumpy fit into this? Bumpy is actually in the trailer for a split second, and if Ben's taking Bumpy, I feel like Bumpy will definitely have a big role in the show, or at least some kind of role in the show. Because, I mean, you don't really bring a character or character in quotations like that just because, to have the full cast here and then just not have Jenna Ortega or to have Brooklyn in general. But yeah, I don't know how many people fit into this, to be honest. I was going to put it here, but if my theory about Biosyn going after Bumpy is right, which I don't think it'll be, I really hope it's not, because that's actually kind of boring. That is kind of boring? To me, I don't know. It's just kind of boring to think about, like, Bumpy being the main plot line, because Bumpy is just asymmetrical features. That's not really that big, or something to be hunted for, and it doesn't make sense with the plot line of a Brooklyn. Also, Dark Jurassic, which is like a forum, again, illegal dark web forum for like dinosaur stuff in universe, that's just fucking stupid. That is really, really dumb. I don't like that. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life for coming from this franchise. And this is the fucking Jurassic World franchise. We have hybrid dinosaurs. It's just stupid. It is just stupid. To me, I actually think that the Dark Jurassic is stupider than anything this fucking series has gotten. Stupider than the T-Rex losing to the Spinosaurus. I fucking said it. Anyways, I don't know how anything will fit into this, but just kind of going more into this, will this coincide with Dominion? I mean, the last series was supposed to coincide with Dominion, but it didn't. The only thing that had coincided with Dominion was the fact that apparently, I completely forgot about this, but apparently, Lewis Doxson shows up I kind of remember him, I kind of don't, but he shows up in season 5. Fucking hell, I don't remember that. But yeah, maybe he's, I'm pretty sure this takes place before Dominion. Just makes sense. Kind of fits in a little bit better. But I don't know. Will this finally go out of Dominion? Will we actually see something from Dominion? Like something tie into Dominion? Not be from Dominion, but finally coincide with Dominion. Like tie into something. Not something that's too big for it to be like necessary watching, but something that like makes Dominion make more sense, I guess. Because when we were Dominion last year, Dominion had its problems. Like, Dominion has its problems. It doesn't make any sense. So yeah, maybe we'll learn something about it here, but I don't know. And finally, I guess, will it have a more mature tone? I feel like it will. I feel like this, like, Time Conditions is very, it had its moments of like, oh yeah, this is Jurassic, this is the Jurassic franchise. It has those kinds of moments, especially like some other parts, some deaths in here and there. Like it's definitely like very Jurassic Park-esque. But this show seems to have a much more mature plot, and now the characters are mature. I hope that they don't shy away from that, because shy away from mature themes and mature moments, because the cast is grown up, and the kids are not gonna have, the attachment to this cast as much as they were when they were kids, now that they're adults. So yeah, I don't know, it has to have, I think, a more mature tone for it to actually work. But yeah, that's about it, I think. So what do you guys think about the Jurassic World Chaos Theory trailers? Leave in the comments below. You can find all our socials in our channel page on the D8 Entertainment YouTube channel. And for me, I'm MercurySC on YouTube, AO3, Wattpad, and 510.net. at MercurySCheese on Twitter and MercurySCheese on Twitch. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.